Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day as we continue to serve you. We are at your service. We are here with one sole purpose in mind, and that is to serve you, to provide you with the very best information, the very best practices, the very best tips and tools, and even the highest level of motivation that we can possibly muster up from way down inside of us. And I say us because I'm talking about me and my outstanding Brain Trust members, these people who join me every day, who care so much about you and what you're doing. They demonstrate that in their daily work as they go about their work, and they also demonstrate it by joining me on the show. And some of them have been doing it for a long time. And somebody who is very soon, within a couple of months, to celebrate her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, is America's number one sales coach for introverts like me, Pat Weber. She's our good friend. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Tim.
It's good to have you back. As always, you're pretty excited about it yourself, aren't you?
I am. I really am. I just turned 31 this year, so.
That's amazing. Yeah, I got you. You started out doing the show when you were 21, right?
Right, exactly.
That's the story we're sticking to, right?
That's it.
Me and you. Hey, Pat, this is International Networking Week, as you know.
Yes, I do.
We had Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, Business Network International, yesterday to kick this off with us. And but you belong to more of a local networking group, don't you?
Yeah, I think almost every community has something like that. This is a women's networking. It's actually the oldest women's network in the country. It was founded in 1974 in this area we still have a major influence of the old boys network, but this is a network in itself, and we do have some fellas in it.
So if they're the old boys network, what do you guys call yourselves?
Peninsula Women's Network.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I want to make sure I didn't get in any trouble there or anything.
Yeah, because it would be wrong if you called it what you wanted to.
I didn't know. Don't go putting my words in my mouth now, Pat. I just wondered. I'm just trying to get the information out here.
My audience
needs to know this stuff. So, okay.
Me
go.
Too.
So you guys meet how often?
We meet a lot. We have evening meetings once a month. We have luncheon meetings every other month. You don't have to go to all these meetings. We have a special little breakout leads groups, like Ivan's got his referral groups. These are
right.
Leads groups, and they meet about 10 times a month.
Wow.
So, yeah, it depends how active you want
women's,
to be.
Women's groups meet a lot, don't they? I don't know. Seriously, I don't think guys meet that often.
No, these.
I'm serious. I'm not making a joke here. I'm serious.
Okay, and I'm going to answer it seriously. These are there for you to go to or not. You're not required to go to a number of meetings.
No, and let me say this, and I'm being very sincere and honest about this. Women are more likely to support and be involved in a group like this than men are, and I think it's to women's advantage.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you agree with me?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons it was formed, because back in the 70s, more so than it might still be now, women just really needed to be able to meet themselves together and help in any way that they wanted to, whether it was to their finding a job or wanting to get in front of a prospect or just understand the community more when you move into a local community that's so different from where you may have moved to before. So it's, business, professional, personal.
Women like to work more likely to work collaboratively than men are.
Yeah, I think so.
The research has shown that. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And women also, it's very important to women to know that, that they're not the only one who is experiencing this or that.
Yeah, that's
and that, and that's a good. I mean, that's fine. There's, everything I'm talking about, these are just the way. This is just the way that it is. And the one of the reasons I think it's important to point these things out is because sometimes men and women belong to the same groups.
Right.
Like Rotary Clubs and Civitan and things like that.
Exactly.
And the, you know, women are not going to be any different in a Rotary Club than they are going to be in a networking club. They're going to, and men are not going to be any different. We're all going to be like we are. And so it's interesting to see how the two genders interact when they're with their gender and when they're with the other gender. And so what you're bringing to the table is how this whole thing works with networking. And
yeah,
so
I think whether it's all a women's group or an all men's group, or you know, both of us are there. It's networking. I mean, what is networking? What did my friend Dr. Ivan Meisner say yesterday?
Well, of course, you know, he says he boils it down to one fundamental two-word truism. Actually, one of the greatest pieces of wisdom that I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. Ivan Meisner says, "Givers gain."
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly right. That's it.
It's genius, and it's exactly right. And as you say, and if you can go into a networking, any kind of a networking opportunity, it doesn't have to be an event, just a networking moment. If the first thought in your mind is givers gain, mm-hmm. you'll be better off, won't you, Pat?
Absolutely. Better than if you go in just thinking what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that a lot when you're networking, even with women? Do you see people not understanding givers gain?
I see them misunderstanding it. I think they have their own interpretation of it, like, let me get it first, then I might give it back. You know, something
really?
Like that.
So even among women?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What does it sound like? What does it sound like?
Well, it's like a recent thing that happened with me in this women's network, and I've been a past leader in the organization, and so I'm pretty visible regardless.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Pat. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Pat to tell us, what does it sound like when networking turns ugly? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate. Pat Weber is our guest. She is America's number one sales coach for introverts. Stay with us.
Never want to quit. No, no. After you've had.
I've been dragging my sorry self out of bed at all kinds of weird hours so that I could be sitting by my phone to see, is it Jim? Is it Jim?
I'll explain that to you one of these days, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Just enjoy the moment. Everything doesn't have to be explained. It's just kind of funny. Welcome back. Pat Weber is our guest and our good friend and a long time. Actually, you know, Pat, you're an original member of the Brain Trust. You know that?
Yeah, I think I am.
An original member. I actually gave it the name and started saying, okay, you know, I mean, there are some people who actually predate the official launch of the Brain Trust, but it was about sometime around March or April of 98, I started saying, you know what? This is something that's happening here. This is a community of experts that is really starting to coalesce here, and I'm going to give them a name, and I named it the Brain. I named you guys the Brain Trust, and the rest is history. You know, now it's rippled around the world, and everybody knows who my Brain Trust is now. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we appreciate you being part of that. You folks, we're talking about networking and mm-hmm. what's good about it. When does it turn ugly? What could it look like? And I asked Pat to give us an example of what does networking look like when people don't get Ivan Meisner's wisdom of givers gain, and give us that. Tell us what happened.
Okay, here's a quiz for you. You get an email from someone in one of your networks, and you don't have any interest in what they're talking about. And what do you do? Do you A, delete it, and then tell that member to quit sending you emails? Do you B, forward it on to another member? Do you C, send it to someone outside your networking group, in your larger contact sphere, who might be interested? Or do you D, think of maybe one of your clients who mentioned such a need in just a passing conversation with you?
Yeah.
What would be the giver's gain approach?
Yeah, 3 out of 4 of those.
Yeah, but when it goes ugly, it's 1 out of 4.
So let me see if I got this straight. You're in a networking group. You're one of the leaders of the networking group. Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Part of the structure of the networking group is to communicate back and forth with this issue or that issue, let people know what you're doing, or make offers or whatever. You know, maybe the last time you sent them an email, it was something that was maybe helped them particularly. And so they get something that doesn't land on them perfectly, and they give you a ration of whatever, right?
Right, yeah. Not giver's gain attitude.
Yeah, yeah. That's the me wisdom.
Exactly.
That's the me wisdom, folks, and it actually isn't very wise.
It's such a short-term look at that one email or that one direct mail, postcard, greeting card, whatever it is. You know, any kind of networking, whenever I say that word anymore, I'm afraid, because I think people have in their mind an event.
Well, don't do that.
And don't
be afraid to use that.
What's that?
Don't be afraid to use that.
Well, but when you say it, it's almost as if people are thinking they're going to a networking event, as opposed to what they're doing
and
their behavior is a process. They're building and expanding contacts within people who they are, you know, connecting with. That's what it is. But when you're looking at it only what's in it for me, which is kind of the sense of my little quiz, then you don't see the purpose. You don't see that. How can I help this person in my own network? How can I help somebody in my sphere outside of this network? It goes bad when you only look at what's in it for me.
You know, Pat, one of the things that you have to do, though, if you, and I know you do this, but if you are networking using email, there are certain protocols that you have to follow.
Well,
I had a young networker send me something a few years ago, and I was one of her. Well, I was one of the people on her mailing list, and she wanted to get some information out, and it was somewhat helpful, but it was also a lot about her, and that was okay because she was just trying to get started. But I noticed that I was one of maybe 100 people in her that were listed in this email that she went out.
You mean
that she sent out?
She had everybody's name.
Yeah.
No,
and so I emailed her. I emailed her back, and I said, you know, I said, good for you for reaching out to people. But here are things that you have to realize that what you did here was actually a violation of good email practices. And
absolutely,
I explained to her what needed to be done. I mean, you don't need to just load people up like that.
Well, she may have not even understood.
She didn't. Right. And I just tried to help her with that. So that's one of the things. That's one example of when you could turn somebody off if your delivery method is flawed.
Yeah, exactly. And email is I think it's one of the most flawed ways of communicating. People don't even put something in the subject sometimes, other than hello.
Well, the worst of it is they don't use punctuation or capital letters or whatever. It's amazing. Pat, give us your website, please.
I really want to give you the long one, Jim, because I've got a lot of specials I'm giving out, about $300 worth of specials.
Wow.
Gifts,
wow.
If anyone would go to introvertscansucceedatsales.com.
So you got to work a little for all this stuff, folks. But
introvertscansucceedatsales.com.
What possessed you to come up with a name like that? I'm teasing you, Pat. I'm just teasing you. Introvertscansucceedatsales.com. I love it, Pat. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you, Jim.
And you got a lot of good stuff there in your books there, too, right? Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage.
There's audios there. I really loaded it up at the beginning of the year.
Lots of good stuff there for you, folks. Check it out. Whatever Pat does is the best. Hey, Pat, thanks for being here. Good job
today.
Thanks,
Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.